Kobach, YAG Barr's idea sheet on expanding background checks is a non-starter. By Chris W. Kobach on September 20, 2019. Earlier this week, the Trump administration deployed Attorney General Bill Barr to meet with members of Congress and float a proposal that would significantly expand background checks for firearms purchases. The proposal was laid out in an idea sheet that was circulated by the Attorney General among various senators and representatives. Currently, all gun sales by dealers who are federal firearms licensees, FFL, cannot be completed unless the buyer first passes a background check. However, two private, non-FFL individuals can exchange a firearm without first running a background check. The proposal on the idea sheet would significantly restrict the private sales that are currently allowed under current law without a background check. It describes a modified version of the Manchin-Toomey expanded background check bill that was killed in the Senate in 2013. Under this idea, background checks would also be required for private sales between friends, neighbors, and co-workers if the sale occurred at a gun show or was an advertised commercial sale. There are two major problems with this idea being promoted by Attorney General Barr. The first problem lies in the extension of background checks to any advertised sale of a gun. The Attorney General's idea sheet doesn't define what it means to be advertised. But it almost certainly would include a number of common situations that law-abiding gun owners find themselves in. For example, suppose I decide that I would like to sell one of my shotguns. Knowing that many of my friends are hunters and gun owners, I send an email message with a photo of the shotgun to my list of 150 friends to let them know I want to sell it. If one of them buys it, that would almost certainly be considered an advertised sale. We would have to go through the hassle of taking the shotgun to a gun dealer who's an FFL, paying a fee, and having the FFL run a background check, even though I know my friend perfectly well and I know that he is a law-abiding gun owner. Or suppose I tack a piece of paper describing the gun on the bulletin board at my workplace to see if one of my coworkers is interested in buying it. Again, that would almost certainly be considered advertising the gun. No matter how well I knew my coworker who wanted to buy it, we'd have to go through the arduous and expensive hassle of a background check performed by an FFL. The proposal would have done nothing to stop the shootings in El Paso and Dayton. Both shooters purchased their firearms legally from dealers who were FFLs and passed the background checks. And even where a person has a criminal record, the background check system is routinely circumvented by criminals. As I had written previously, instead of buying the gun himself, the criminal simply has a person with a clean record buy the gun for him. Such straw purchaser arrangements are illegal, but they're almost impossible to detect and extremely difficult to prosecute. Indeed, it appears that the 2015 San Bernardino mass shooter acquired his firearms that way. So the Attorney General's idea would do nothing to stop mass shootings, but it would significantly burden law-abiding gun owners seeking to transfer guns to friends, neighbors, or co-workers. Let's hope this idea goes nowhere. Chris W. Kobach served as the Secretary of State of Kansas during 2011 to 2019. He was a professor of constitutional law at UMKC Law School for 15 years from 1996 to 2011. He is currently general counsel for We Build the Wall, an expert in immigration law and policy. He co-authored the Arizona SB 1070 immigration law and represented in federal court the 10 ICE agents who sued to stop President Obama's 2012 DACA amnesty. He is currently a candidate for Kansas's U.S. Senate that will be opened in 2020. His website is chriskobach.com.